It's the Black Canvas.
But you know, like we tell you all the time, you don't have to wait till a new year to start a new beginning. You go ahead and actually start it today or last week.
I got a lot of people on TV talk about, man, it's a new year. You know, it's a new me. It's like, nigga, it's the same old you.
With DC ST.
The whole 10 minutes, the manager kept on asking me, like, man, you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, you want me to call an ambulance? And I was like, no, no, yes. That's why they always got to, they got to get rid of all of our leaders, man. And then, like, throw more dumb shit in our face to distract us, man.
Like Chanel purses. Presented by For Real.
For Real, yeah. And Jordans. Where the ceiling is the roof.
And now, ECST.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody?
What's up, man? Well, how you been, ST, dog?
Man, I'm chilling, EC. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling all right, man. It's been a, you know, a hectic 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? We've been gone, but we back. We're feeling the fact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, just pretty much just chilling, man. I ain't been up to too much, man. But, man, how was your past weekend?
Man, it was pretty straight, man. You know, got a chance to, you know, relaxing things, you know, a lot going on, you know, leading up to, you know, the big day and all that. But, you know, other than that, man, just, you know, kind of sad to, you know, still see that there's not very much coverage, man, on all these Black and Hispanic, you know, little girls that are disappearing, you know, from their families, man.
Yeah, man. And you know what's crazy about it? I watched the video of the town hall meeting in D.C., and the police chief was like, man, some of them are runaways, all of them not kidnapped victims. And I'm like, man, these are a gang of white girls. There'd be Amber Alerts. My phone would be about to explode with Amber Alerts.
Yeah.
Talking about let's find these girls, or if you want to just brush it off as them being runaways.
Yeah. It was funny, man. I was on Twitter, and I can't remember what the police department it was, but they announced, you know, the search for somebody, for some white woman who's been missing for like 2 years or whatever. And some white dude, you know, he replied, he's like, man, she dead. Let's find these Black girls out here. So that was funny to see. But, you know, it's crazy because, you know,
that's a messed up. That's so messed up.
It is. But, you know, I was sad to, you know, see that there hasn't been very much coverage as far as, you know, these Black and Latina or Hispanic girls have been gone, man.
It goes back to that joke on Family Guy that you like so much.
Yeah.
Go ahead and explain that joke, man. Go ahead.
Well, the punchline is, there was police officers talking to a group of reporters, and they announced that a girl had gone missing, and I think the last name was like, I forgot, what was it?
It was a Hispanic name.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think, yeah, they changed it. He misread the name, and so he said the right name, and it happened to be Hispanic.
Yeah.
And all the reporters stopped writing because they weren't interested anymore. And then one guy said, that's not news.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that joke was funny. It was like, Jennifer. And it was like, Hernandez. And then, like, you saw it was just, like, dust of, like, paper leaving because, like, cars, like, just left. Like, that's not news.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's true, man. It's crazy that, you know, we put so much emphasis on just certain, you know, race of individuals, and it is blatant to this point now.
Yeah.
Where this would be a national, man, let 12 white kids, no matter what the sex, get rounded up. It'd be a national story.
It would be.
Like, duh, 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 duh.
I mean, look at, you know, all the coverage for Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah.
You know, the whole that whole thing where, you know, like you couldn't turn on TV without seeing her name on it. And, you know, it was funny if you go back and listen to, I think it's Dave Chappelle's Killing Them Softly. He actually talked about this. And, you know, he talked about how, you know, there was so much coverage for Elizabeth Smart. But meanwhile, you know, across, somewhere across the country, you know, a 7-year-old black girl got kidnapped. And, you know, she, you know, got away from her captors and in 45 minutes was back at home watching herself on TV. So, and we never heard about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's just sad to see the amount of coverage that, you know, these young women are not getting. And we all know, like, it's nothing but sex trafficking. It's got to be.
Is sex trafficking or organ harvesting, man?
Yeah.
And I hate to say it. I hope it's sex trafficking. And I'd rather be sex trafficking than organ trafficking.
Because at least if they're alive.
At least they're alive, and they still have a chance to find them and try to get them home and try to get them counseling.
Yeah.
To get over the issue, even though both are tough, man. And I just, man, I pray for those girls, man, that they are found. And they get home safely, man. Because this is gonna affect them for the rest of their lives, man. And it just
seems
like the motherfuckers just don't give a shit. They're just like, oh, whatever. It's whatever. They'll be, you know, they'll be all right. They're tough.
Yeah. Yeah, man, or they'll get over it.
Yeah, man. It's just sick, man. It's just disgusting.
I don't care what anybody say, man. You know, anybody who does something like that to a kid, like, there's a special place in hell for you.
Oh yeah, dude. Special place in Canada.
It's just there's just no reasoning for that. There's just no excuse for that. So I don't know, man. Our heart goes out to, you know, all these, you know, young women out there that are missing, because, you know, you already know that they're probably not even in the country anymore. Right?
Yeah, man. It's been so long. Man, because I remember I watched the episode, I hope I haven't mentioned this before, but I watched the episode of Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, I'm trying to get you on that shit, ST. You need to watch that shit, man, because the new season start in July, so you got time. But, man, so how Ray Donovan's broken up, like most shows are broken up, they have, like, an arc each season. So in this particular season, in this arc, Ray Donovan is, you know, in with the Russians. He's in deep with the Russian man and trying to get the fuck out. And they're, smuggling like coke. They're smuggling heroin through, art and also doing sex trafficking.
Mm.
And, like Ray was almost out, ST. He was almost out. Well, it was this one girl that he would talk to every time he'd go to the house of the Russian to handle business and go ahead and head home. And, he got called to the Russian guy's house at like 3 a.m. And the Russian guy pretty much like snapped the neck, I guess, when they were having sex or whatever. He's like, now you helped her, now you help me. And like he took her body to the crate. He was like, put it in the crate, ship it back home to my country, they'll fix it for us. And then like Ray just like, if Ray would have just did that, he would have been done. But with that, well, if you think about it, with those kind of mafias, man, you're never really out. But the guy kind of lied to him, like, you do this for me, you're out. But you're never really out because you know one of their secrets. But so Ray, he put the girl down, like, slammed the guy up against, like, the fence. And he said, look at me! And then he just, like, put a gun under his throat and just shot his ass, man. Like, blood went everywhere. And then, like, Ray had to run away from the Russians. The Russians came up to his house. The wife had to kill one. And she... No, this shit's crazy, man. It's a really good show. But they actually try to bring awareness to sex trafficking on their shows, because they try to do that, and they try to like hit like point issues like cancer as well. The wife had breast cancer. They try to tackle those issues as well. It's a really good show. So if y'all haven't watched Ray Donovan, that's a really good show. It comes on Showtime. The only reason I end up watching it because I was going out to a trip in California, and it was on my Delta flight. It had the first 3 episodes. After that, I was fucking hooked.
Mm.
So, yeah, man. So, that's definitely a good show. Nobody fucking talks about that show. That show's good as shit. But also, speaking of shows, man, what about that Rick and Morty, son?
Yeah.
No, no. That Saskatchewan salsa? No, you can't tell me. They've been gone for a while, but they came back like they never left, dog.
Like they never missed a beat at all, man. And that's the thing, man. Like we knew as soon as, like, it's been almost 2 years, dude.
Yep.
And like it's gonna be seamless.
It is.
Like I can't wait, man.
Dude, it's my favorite cartoon, like next to Family Guy, man.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
You're like, Morty, only reason I brought you back home because your mom wouldn't accept me. And I was trying to get dad out. This all worked. This all. That whole, like, and then, like, the one thing I love about Rick and Morty is, like, that last scene, their final scenes are always fucking hilarious, dude.
Yes, they are.
If you think about, like, all their last scenes, are always hilarious or deep.
The post-credit scenes.
Yeah, those are funny as hell, too. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Those are always funny, man. And then you know what's so crazy? McDonald's actually hit up the Rick and Morty official Twitter site talking about, so you missed the Saskatchewan sauce, huh? And then, like, put, like, some eyes on it. The direct tweet was, he was like, please let us have enough cultural influence to bring back this fucking sauce. I miss it so much. I never had a chance to get it because it came out in 1998. So I never had a chance to actually try the sauce. And then it would make it so bad, like, the dudes actually put the commercial from 1998 up on their Twitter handle. Like, these people... If I had a chance to hang out with these guys, because they are funny as hell. Here you go. He said, please, guy, I don't ask for much. Please let us gain enough cultural influence to force McDonald's to bring into bringing back that fucking sauce. Then McDonald's reply, like, you miss it that much? And they're like, yeah, we miss it. I didn't even get a chance to taste it, because they say it tastes like it's teriyaki. I guess like a sweet teriyaki mix, but I don't know, man. I just... Like, the him escaping, transferring brains was funny as shit.
Yeah.
That part where he was on the ship, he's like, I'm going to talk to your highest ranking official. And he was like, hey, I run this part. He's like, you'll do. And then, like, he switched to the commander. And then he's like, the guy in the ship is fine, but kill him. And he, like, walked out. But, yeah, man, like, I love all the characters in the show. But, you know, of course, my favorite is Rick. I love Rick. And Morty's Rick is funny as shit, dude.
He is, though.
He is funny, man. It's nothing but Back to the Future.
Yeah, it is. The funny thing about the show also is the fact that they actually keep up past storylines.
Exactly, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
if, for example, when, you know, Rick and Morty killed themselves and, like, they actually talked about it later. In a following episode. So, you know, the fact that they keep up with past storylines, that's also cool.
Yeah, so, yeah.
A lot of cartoons forget to do that.
Hell yeah. And then, speaking of which, they even, like, break the fourth wall, because that time they did kill themselves, you're like, okay, Morty, go ahead and pick up the bodies. We can only do this, like, maybe four or five more times tops before we get on to us about this shit. So hurry the fuck up, Morty. It's so good, man. If y'all are fans of Family Guy or, like, old school Simpson fans, you will love Rick and Morty, man.
Yeah, you will.
You need to watch seasons 1 through 2 and watch the premiere of season 3 before it starts in the summer, man. I can't wait for the summer, man.
Actually, I think they might have already took the premiere down.
Oh, they sure did.
They said they was only going to leave it up for, you know, the end of April Fool's Day, so...
I DVR my shit.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it by now, then you're just going to have to wait. But it's definitely going to be worth the wait, that's for sure.
Hell yeah, it's worth the wait. What else, man? There weren't really any good April Fool's jokes that companies did.
Yeah.
This past April Fool's Day, I didn't think of any. Like, Jimmy John's had one I almost thought was real, because I love Jimmy John's. You know, they have that blue apron?
Yeah.
They had white apron.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, where you pretty much, they have everything that comes in a Jimmy John's store in one box. And like show like a woman like bending over trying to pick it up, her back snap because they have like the actual like meat slicer in there and everything.
Yeah.
And they was like, if you want to make a sandwich, it's gonna take you an hour to make. You know what I'm saying? Get White Apron. You know, just don't come to Jimmy John's. So I thought that was pretty funny, but I guess companies are not really getting really imaginative anymore. They're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then speaking of companies and fuck it, man, you know, like YouTubers are about to feel the wrath of advertisers. You hear about this?
Mm-mm. What's going on with
them? Yeah, man. So because of PewDiePie, some people know who PewDiePie is. He made some anti-Semitic quotes on his YouTube videos, and it pretty much like shut him down for a minute. He has over like 4 million subscribers, so you know he has all kind of ads coming through there.
Yeah.
So he has like Coke, like the big brands, you know what I'm saying, are seen on his YouTube page. You know, and then on every video it say like this advertiser supports this YouTuber.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so people could be like, oh, they like him, so I'll go ahead and buy it because they support PewDiePie, when they really don't. Because they don't really know where these videos are going. They go out to everybody that gets clicks. So now they're trying to regulate this stuff. They're trying to, like, pull this shit back. Now YouTubers are trying to figure out how they're going to, you know, support themselves, because major companies are backing out of the YouTube and the Google game. Because I know, like Coke, Walmart, It's like 4 or 5 different like major chains have like backed out until they try to force Google and YouTube to regulate which advertisement goes where.
Yeah.
So pretty much it's gonna infringe on freedom of speech for some YouTubers that want to speak their mind, and then some of them might not be getting sponsors at all. And then it's a whole big like clusterfuck, man. It's about having the people that you know, use YouTube to support themselves, man. And that's a great hustle right now, but it's
it is
good right now.
I actually, I I'm not surprised by this though, because I actually see like just the, looking at the trend of YouTube, I feel like it's going to start drying up anyway, because I mean, I don't know, just seeing, I guess some of the people that are quote unquote hot right now, there's not very much of a big following as it used to be. Cause like I remember when, like, I guess the first edition of YouTubers, like they were gaining anywhere between 9 and 10 million followers, subscribers. But now it's in the low millions. It's like like you said before, like the 3 or 4 million subscribers. So
yeah, I don't know. It's tapering off.
I feel like it's dropping off really, really fast. I don't know how long the YouTube game is going to be alive anyway, so.
The new hustle is Twitch right now. That's a new hustle.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's a new hustle. That's why I see a lot of people that were on YouTube are now on Twitch. And what Twitch is, if people don't know, it's a video game streaming site where you can watch people play video games or talk about different topics. And on there, you can get people to subscribe to your channel. And you can subscribe to somebody's channel for $4 a month. And that's how you support the channel. Or you can send in donations. You can donate to them directly. And like, I remember one night I watched this one guy. He got like $3,000 worth of donations in like 30 minutes. And he was just playing like Mortal Kombat X. And like Mortal Kombat just came out.
Yeah.
He was just getting donations like crazy. Like, man, I'm having fun watching your stream, man. I'm eating pizza, man. Here's $10. Thank you for the entertainment. And all he was doing was just playing. All he literally was doing was just playing Mortal Kombat. And he sucked at it. And then he fucked up, the white dude, he fucked up like, shit, it's only been a year now. He said nigger on his stream, but the way he said it, he said chinger changer nigger daggers. When he was trying to say ninja daggers, but he said nigger daggers.
Wow.
So he had to go on YouTube and do an apology video where he was fake crying and shit, and motherfuckers believed it. Even I watched, I was like, look at you crying for your money. I put on his comments, I'm like, you ain't fooling nobody, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just admit that you made a mistake. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You do say the word and get over it, man. Cause it didn't even affect him. Cause I watched his, like, his Twitch, his follower numbers, his subscriber numbers did not fall.
I'm about to say, it probably went up.
Probably went up, cause you know why people support each other, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that's just the way it is. So.
Yeah.
Probably gain more people just because of it. And it's like, oh, he's one of us. You know what I'm saying? Hit that button. Yo, you know what I'm saying? He one of us. But yeah, man, it's just that hustle, that independent hustle, man, on YouTube with this regulation of advertising really could fuck up a lot of people that actually support themselves on YouTube. Like bodybuilders do it, like cook people have their own cooking shows, on makeup shows. They become internet famous from doing that stuff. And then like that, I forgot that black dude, King Block or whatever. He used Vine, but now I know he's trying to like set, you know, go over to YouTube, but he's like on movies and shit. But it's gonna start eating the people money, man. But I hope that's gonna be too hard to regulate. Because then you got to hire people to watch their videos. To
constantly watch.
Watch the videos. Or you're literally gonna have to just directly talk to the people that like the top YouTubers and be like, hey, if you want to follow these guidelines, you get this money. And some of them going to just be like, man, I got on YouTube in the first place to speak my mind. And then some of them are going to be dumb enough to be like, man, fuck it. I'm not going to do it anymore and lose their money. And some of them, other people are going to just get in line, and you know what I'm saying, right, you know, and sign a check with the devil so they can just keep getting their money.
Yeah.
So it's just a morality thing. Like, do you want to continue to get your money and kind of be censored? When YouTube was all about being about just being free and being you, or do you want to just be you and get fucked?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? And just go over to Twitch until Twitch gets regulated, because that shit's coming next. They're gonna get Twitch too, so it's gonna get all of them, man. Because these corporations are pulling out, and you gotta speak to your shareholders, and when your shareholders not happy. But who you gonna listen to? You gonna listen to PewDiePie or you gonna listen to motherfucking Donald that got like 30% of these shares of your fucking stock?
Yeah.
In the fucking boardroom looking straight at you. So they gonna talk to that. You gonna listen to him. You gonna answer to him. But man, shit, we've been rambling for too long, man. Welcome to another episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a topical show that comes on every Wednesday. Try to. 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or your favorite podcasting services. You know, that's iTunes, Audio Mac, Stitcher, and YouTube. And you can follow us on your favorite social media sites on Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST and or Facebook at Blank Canvas. And I'm on there a lot, man, so y'all hit me up. I'm never on Facebook, but I'm on our Facebook fan page. I stay on that bitch, always posting stuff, which is crazy, but I'm not even on my regular Facebook page. And without further motherfucking ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
All right, ST. What if I told you that within like 20 to 30 more years, we will have computer chips in our brains? Would you sign up for that?
Like surgically implanted?
Yeah. So, and then, yeah.
Nah, I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm the kind of person that would, you know, rather live off the grid. And that to me is probably another way for, you know, the government to keep tabs on folks. Cause I mean, you never know. Like, it may start off, you know, with an innocent, you know, beginning, but then who knows, Elon Musk or maybe like somebody in his family may give it, be it his children or, you know, grandchildren or nieces or somebody, they'll probably sell, you know, that portion of the company to the government. And then, you know, there you go. And, you know, everything we do is, you know, being tracked. I mean, we're already being tracked to an extent already.
Oh, yeah. So we already are because now Google had to come out because they got caught and say that they're not going to sell people's browser history to companies. So what were they doing beforehand?
Yeah. Doing it.
Selling it, man. I'm telling you. But yeah, my sorry, my fault, man. Go ahead.
Nah, that was pretty much it. I'm good. I stay off the grid.
I'm with you, man. Ain't no way in fucking hell I'm getting a chip in my brain because the Tesla founder and chief executive Elon Musk has launched a company called Neuralink, through which computers can be merged into the human brain. The Wall Street Journal reported, citing people familiar with the matter. Neuralink is pursuing what Musk is calling the neural lace technology, implanting tiny brain electrodes that may one day upload and download thoughts.
Mm.
So you know what that means. They can be like mind manipulation.
Yeah.
Or if somebody plotting something, you can catch before they plot. This is a Minority Report shit. You know what I mean? you know what I mean?
Yeah. It might be like what's his name? What is the name of that movie with Matt Damon in it?
Damon.
Yeah, I was just about to say that too.
Matt Damon. What movie was he in? It was like a sci-fi movie because he usually does like action shit.
Yeah, it was that joint where I think they made a trilogy out of it. It was a
Born Identity?
Yeah, there we go.
Born. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like. You know, who knows, man? It might be some stuff where, like, they try to, you know, make people do stuff without, you know, them even realizing it. They might put them in, like, a cryogenic state with, like, the chip implanted in your brain, and you have no idea, like, that you're making the movements that you're making, but, you know, you're doing it. And then, I don't know, like, the government might try to set you up with some shit. I don't know.
They just have a whole bunch of brothers that be like, I'm going to commit a crime and put that in their mind and be like, you about to commit a crime, we're going to arrest you.
I'm straight.
Fill up the prison that way.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, dude, definitely good on that shit.
I don't care how many months you give me free for iTunes.
Yeah, dude, ain't no way in hell. But it says, it's unclear what sort of product Neuralink might create. But people who have had discussions with the company described a strategy similar to the space launch company of SpaceX and Tesla, the journal said. In recent weeks, Neuralink has also hired leading academics in the field, according to the journal, research journal. I think, I see what Elon Musk is trying to do. He's trying to be remembered.
Yeah. Isn't electric cars enough? Like, he's already changed the game. With that and the SpaceX program, like what else do you need, nigga?
I don't know, man. Let's just see. You got to keep an eye on him, dude. Let's see where this shit is going, man.
He's Lex Luthor. I'm telling you.
Shoot, I wouldn't doubt it, but what would be the benefit? And then this would have to be tested for years on end. It could be so many side effects. It could be like brain aneurysms. It could be.
Oh yeah.
It could have massive migraine headaches. Yep. It could be like a brain overload, messing with electrodes that's already in your brain, trying to feed your brain so much information at a time.
Yeah.
Like I can understand that it could make us. It could constantly, you know, potentially make us smarter, but at what cost?
Yeah, and the thing is, man, I don't think we're ready for that. I don't think we're ready for that kind of technology. And, you know, the thing is, they're going to have a few guinea pigs. They're going to have somebody that's willing to donate their life to science.
Somebody has a massive debt, and they're going to get chose. Like, you want to free up your debt? Because free up your debt for some people is like winning the lottery. But like, deal.
Yeah.
They end up doing that jump, man. And just, there's going to be people that's going to be willing to do it, man. Because,
for sure.
I just keep on reading reports. I keep on reading a lot of reports just talking about, like, in, like, 50 to 100 years, like, we're not going to be the smartest beings on the planet because we're going to make robots so advanced they're going to pretty much just outpace us. And we're going to end up, you know, being their slaves to robots, which we kind of already are with smartphones.
Pretty much. Yeah. You know, as long as it don't turn out like, you know, iRobot.
Yeah, that shit. they say that jump come out of the old home personal AIs.
Yeah.
Let's say even 10 years from now, AI that we have now is gonna look so primitive to what's coming, man. Because it's coming. Self driving cars are coming, y'all. Self help like AI like humanoids that look like, you know, look like androids that look like humans are gonna be in the household. That's coming. So, like, probably, like, at the end of our lifetime, when we're, like, maybe, like, 60, 70, 80, it's going to be a common thing. And we're going to be looking at that shit, shaking our head like, y'all are fucked.
Nigga, I'm going to move to Thailand where they don't believe in all that stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm a fucking Mormon or something, man. Like, fuck this shit, man. Like, just to buy anything. It's going to get to a point where, like, to be able to even buy anything, you're going to have to get that shit implanted in your head.
Yeah, that's going to be sad.
It's going to be standard. Like, everything runs through this. That's how they're going to do it. They'll be like, everything runs through this. Like, paying for things, getting access to stuff, starting your car, yeah. Be able to identify yourself to get in your house. Everything will probably be, it's going to be pretty much set up towards that chip in your head or in your brain or your wrist or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
Way to separate the elites, the haves and the have-nots as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it gets that bad, then, you know, I just get, like, a neighbor or something who was foolish enough to do that stuff to, you know, buy all my stuff for me.
Hell yeah. Like, and I break them off with a couple of extra, like, $50 a week. It'd be worth it because you're still fucking human.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, Elon Musk is the slowest roll. But it's a... I don't know if there's anybody else doing this shit. People be skeptical, so he must have free reign. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Illuminati, y'all. All right, next. You know, black people always like when it's some shit that they don't understand or it's some shit that's crazy, like Illuminati. They don't have no rationale behind this shit. They just yell Illuminati.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let's get to my next topic, which I thought was kind of sad, kind of scary, and interesting at the same time. Man, gay men are being rounded up and killed in Chechnya, dude. Like, this hateful, this hate crimes are still going on around the country, and people just don't understand how individuals, human beings, are treated like animals just because of their sexual preference. Sometimes it's not even their fault.
Well, forget the sexual preferences. Let's just call it what it is. Like, they're being persecuted for their differences.
Yeah, getting purged.
Man, like, this has been going on since the beginning of time, man.
That's true.
It seems like as bad as America is, it always seems as if it gets worse the further we get out of the country. Because when you go to, like, you know, some of these countries that, you know, have been here for ages and ages, like Russia or Greece, you know, places like that.
Yeah.
Like, they take stuff to the extreme, man.
Yeah, they do.
And it's just crazy to see how people over there, you know, in these different countries, think like they are so much more radical than we are. Cause, like, yeah, you might hear about one or two incidences in which maybe, you know, some gay guy was, you know, dragged, you know, through the street, you know, while he was tied to somebody's truck or something like that.
Yeah.
But never to the amount of, you know, they're just rounding people up. And just, you know, getting rid of them. Like, that's some next level stuff right there.
It's, like, more out in the open because it's more overt in other countries. But it still happens here. I'm gonna get to the news story in a minute. But, man, case in point, man, I never forget the time. This was years ago, man. Like, right when I graduated from college, man. Like, I think, like, 3 months when I moved back, I heard, like, up in Buford Highway. Beaver Highway is a heavily populated Hispanic community. People were just going up in Beaver Highway, just rounding up Mexicans and killing them.
Mm.
And they jumped for like 2 weeks straight. And I was just sitting there like, man, where is this coming from? Where is this hate coming from?
Yeah.
From people that will do jobs that most people won't do because they're fucking lazy.
Yeah.
And then when they see the job market has been, you know, soaked up.
Yeah.
They're gonna blame somebody that's willing to work and not complain, and then they don't even bother nobody. They send the money back home.
Yeah.
And they don't really want to be here. You just pissed off because you have your own insecurities because you can't provide for your family, so you got to lash out on a group of people that aren't really protected.
Yeah.
Like they were, like they still are now. They getting deported now, man. It's just easy targets, man. I thought they were just so sick, man. I guess either they stopped reporting on it or they fixed the issue because they were talking about it like for 2 weeks straight. It was just, you always hear about another Hispanic person getting rounded up, getting killed, and just killing them off in the Beaver Highway area. And I'm just, that joke was just crazy. But with this report, it says more than 100 gay men have been detained, or at least 3 have been killed by authorities in Chechnya, according to a Russian newspaper cited Saturday in the New York Times.
You said by authorities?
By authorities, dude.
Yeah, so that means, it's government thing. State police.
Yeah, it's police, yeah. It's like, and that's the thing, man. Like, are they going to, they must be going to gay bars or just gay districts and just, That's a real sticky issue, man. But it says the disturbing report, which cites cited governments and police sources, follows a week of rumors about gay men mysteriously disappearing off the streets of the Russian Republic. Dozens of men between the ages of 16 and 50 have been detained in connection with their non-traditional sexual orientation or suspicion of such. Damn, even suspicion. Mm.
So if you look like you might be gay, then it might be a wrap for you.
They showing one guy getting dragged in. He got some Gucci shoes on, and like just a regular dude. And he got scruffy beard, Gucci shoes on with a polo and some jeans, and getting dragged in by the KGB. They got one of them got each one of his limbs, just carrying him into the police department. Instead, the report blamed local authorities for the men's. Being detained, identified 3 men as murder victims. It's thought to be actual numbers of the dead may be higher. Spokesperson for the Czech leader, Ramaz Kajovic, Jesus Christ. sorry, y'all. who was a vocal supporter of the Russian President Vladimir Putin denied that such activity has been taken. Of course he would. He was denying that kind of shit.
He's been denying, like... The reports of some reporters getting killed whenever they, you know, ask him some questions that he might not like.
That's some fucking shit, man.
Vladimir Putin is a real life gangster. Right? Like, people don't understand. Like, that nigga is a gangster for real. Like, he is the mob all on his own.
Yeah, yeah. Do y'all hear that story? Because you watch NFL Network, you heard about that story where, Bob Kraft, showed Vladimir Putin his Super Bowl ring, and he just kept that shit.
He
just kept it. He didn't get back to him. He still got it.
See?
Robert Kraft was like, yeah, I guess he's an honorary Patriot fan. I'm like, no, you got your ass pumped, nigga.
Yeah, pretty much.
That shit happened. You got your G-check, nigga.
And it ain't nothing you finna do about it either.
Yeah, you NFL owner. That ain't shit compared to owner, you know, being...
That nigga owns a country, nigga.
A country, nigga. You own a motherfucking damn NFL team. You had your ass scoped in a minute. You didn't put the word in and had your ass scoped. You had just a real laser put on your ass.
Jeez.
Yeah, man, but that just shows, because hate crimes still happen here every single day, man. If it verbally happens or it physically happens. It happens almost every day, man. Every group of people, man, except for whites. Keep it real, man.
Yeah, you're right, though.
Keep it real, man.
But let them tell it.
We get persecuted, too, man. Hush. You know, so everything's all right when it comes to that, man. You don't have to walk down the street, and if somebody see you walking towards you, fearing for your life,
they
would probably want to try to help your ass. So I don't want to hear none of that junk. But I just thought that needed to be brought to the light, man. And people need to understand we still have a long way to go, man. We have a long way to go internationally and at home.
Yeah.
As far as just being accepting of people, man. And it's not fucking bothering you, man. A gay... I don't know what's up with all this gay hate, man. Every gay dude that you see don't want to bend you over, grease up your asshole, and fuck you. Yeah. Well, they don't want you, man. They're pickier than females. I don't understand it. They're just regular human beings that want to live their life and be fabulous. Really? Like, they, man, like, if you don't, like, follow, like a somebody that's gay, like a gay dude, like, on social media.
Yeah.
They always, like, they either always in a good mood because they either faking it on social media or, like, every, like, gay person I ever been around is always in a good mood, always, like, try to see the, like, the bright things.
Yeah.
In the situation, because they're always getting thrown, shit in their way just because of their sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And it's fucking stupid, man. It's like one guy I listen to every now and then when I go on road trips is Elvis Duran. And Elvis Duran is a well-known gay disc jockey in New York, and he has a morning show. And the morning show is funny because he don't talk about shit.
Yeah.
All he does is like make like lewd jokes, and like he be talking about people behind their back. And then they come and be like, hey, how you doing? Like, some of that shit's funny. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna hate and not listen to his show just because he's a homosexual. That doesn't matter to me. He's not trying to get with me. He's not trying to infringe on any of my views or how, it's just people just want to hate just to hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it comes out that we all need to love each other, man. We don't have time for this. Because after a while, we're going to be looking at each other, pointing fingers at each other, hating on each other. And we're going to turn around and shit going to hit the fan. Trump going to be like, yeah, like everybody behind the wall. We're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
So we just got to watch it, man. Look out for each other, man. Just know that every gay person don't want to be with you, man. Do you want them to fuck you? All right, for real.
I say you must be looking for them.
You must be looking for them too, man. But no, it's just like everybody else, dude. Yeah, treat them with some respect. All right, and then with our last news topic, man, good old Jerry Jones, how about them Cowboys, has come out, and he had like a, you know how like they have a players only meeting?
Yeah.
With shit like hitting the fan, like during like the, like an NBA or NFL season, they had an owners only meeting. And so sources have come out and said what they're discussing the owner only meeting is Jerry Jones has pretty much come to all the owners and say, man, we need to get rid of this weed problem, man. He wants to get rid of the weed program for the NFL and just stop testing it, period. What you think, man? What you think about it? You think a smart move? Or yeah, what's your whole, like, let's go ahead and do this real quick. What's your whole views on weed? What are you saying on weed, ST?
I don't have a problem with weed. To be honest, man, weed comes from the earth. It was put here for a reason. And when you look at all the studies of how much weed is helping people with diseases and cancer, you see how, you know, people with migraine headaches suddenly lose them and never worry about them again after they have been, you know, subjected to medical marijuana, or, you know, whether it be medical or whether it be, you know, or recreational. Like, the stuff is here for a reason. And the NFL, if this is allowing your players to stay in the game longer to, you know, promote, I guess a healthier brand of player, why not? Just because, like, you see so many states that haven't legalized it yet. Just because you see some of those states have such a strong stance against it, you know, like, as we said before, if you're a business and you don't get with the times, you're going to get passed up. And the NFL
end up being Circus Indians, bitch.
Yeah. the NFL might as well just get with the times and stop looking at, you know, weed as being negative, because it's helping people, number one. And number two, pretty soon it's going to be legal everywhere anyway. So, and I think the shield, the biggest thing with the shield that I have a problem with is they're so focused on not I guess not having a bad name, they put too much focus on stupid things like weed, but, you know, things like domestic violence, they sweep under the rug. So I don't understand why. I don't understand how that makes sense. Like, it's so dumb, man. The way they've been handling all of these, all of these cases, man, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They look worse for domestic violence than they do for weed. I'm gonna be totally honest.
They've handled every domestic violence case horribly.
Like shit.
They fucked every one of them, dude. Every one of them they fucked up, man. And speaking of which, you know Ray Rice got a job.
Yeah.
He's a head coach. He's a running back coach of some New York high school football team.
Yeah. And you know the thing is, man, like, you know, the judge who was proceeding, proceeding over the, over his case, told the NFL that you have to let him back in the league. Like, you have to take the ban off because he was cooperative with your investigation. So, you know, the NFL, man, like, with everything, like, look at the problem with stadiums being built in the country, right?
Yeah.
Like, the NFL, I think every year, I think they make a surplus of $15 billion a year. What are they doing with all that money?
Pocketing that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could be in a much better position. They could build their own stadiums and own them.
Yep.
And make so much more money. But instead, they would rather tax the hell out of, you know, the taxpayers. And, you know, pretty much drain them to nothing while the NFL sits back on, you know, like the king of the hill and keep collecting money. That's what I don't understand about the NFL. Why the NFL has to pocket so much money that they can't, you know, keep these teams in Los Angeles or, you know, or San Diego. Like, San Diego lost a team that nobody else cared about. Only San Diego cared about the Chargers. So now both San Diego and L.A. has to suffer. Ain't nobody trying to see the Chargers. Come on, man.
Rams either. Them motherfuckers suck, too.
Man, get out of here with that. Mm. So, I don't know, man. The NFL, man, they need to get it together. And I think it all goes down to the legislation, who's in control, you know, who's pulling the strings in those NFL offices.
I think, like, keeping it real, man, I think – the owners that make the call the shots are the Rooneys, Jerry Jones,
yeah, and Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft. I think those are the three dudes that everything goes through them.
Yeah.
First, and then everybody else like tags along and says what they want to say. But I think like the main dog is Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things have been changed under his watch. That's why he went to the Hall of Fame. He's done a lot for the NFL. But I think a smart move, man, it'll get a lot of negativity off of the NFL if they just got rid of the weed ban, and the only thing they have to really worry about is performance enhancing, the PEDs.
Yeah.
And they have those almost
every now and then
as much as, you know, weed. And then I'll listen to SiriusXM Radio, man, and what's it, Ross Tucker, he was a former player for like the Buffalo Bills. I like listening to him. He was like, man, I don't know how these dudes are failing these tests because they tell you a month in advance, this is when we're going to test you. He was like, and I've never heard weed to be an addictive drug. I think it's like psychologically that you're just addicted to it. You just think you need it.
Yeah.
But it's not as addictive as the other drugs that are out there, like heroin or cocaine and all that. I don't even think
it's psychological.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's psychological, because if you want to quit, you'll quit.
Yeah.
At any moment, you can. That's the only drug that you can quit cold turkey, like without even thinking about it. So I don't think it's psychological at all. I think it's just the simple fact that people just like to smoke.
People like to smoke and feel good because it just kind of takes you away. And then I, you know, of course, you had this one mother call in, a mom called in, and she was like, man, they need to test for weed as much as they can, because I had a son that got into weed, and then he got into heroin from there, And it took us forever to get him in rehab, to get him clean. So they need a test for weed. And I'm just like, why do you care what these grown men do with their time? Because they're going to do this shit anyway.
They're grown-ass men.
I don't know why people think they own these NFL players, man. They think they do. They think they own them, man. They just think, like, they all they need to do is just sit up in the house and chill out the NFL season and not get hurt. And then help their team win a Super Bowl and then be remembered.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it, man. They're human beings, man. Even though they're getting paid an exorbitant amount of money, they still got to live their lives. And they don't want to smoke weed. Let them smoke weed because they're going to do this shit anyway.
Yeah.
Got motherfuckers coming to the combine knowing they got a piss test.
Yeah.
Still smoke weed. That just always baffles me when, like, NFL prospects go to the combine and they get tested for weed, positive for weed.
Yeah.
I was like, where your head at, man? I wouldn't draft you in the first three rounds because you just dumb off rip. I don't care how good you are.
Pretty much, yeah.
You have no awareness.
Yeah. You know, it kind of hurts to say this, but I think the biggest problem that the NFL tests for weed is because they know black players like to smoke.
Yeah.
I think if weed was, you know, majorly smoked by, you know, white players, there probably wouldn't be this much controversy over it.
I'm trying to think of the only like guy I remember that's a huge, he wasn't even on weed, he was on heroin. What's that motherfucker from the Jaguars? It's a white dude? I forgot.
I don't know.
Yeah, because he got tested, like.
Don't nobody know no Jaguars players.
And sure don't. But I remember, I saw the report, like, man, he got tested positive for heroin. I was like, Jesus. And when I saw that shit, I was like, shit.
is he playing now?
No, it was years ago.
Okay, nah.
That shit, I was just like, I looked at my phone, I was like, that real? It's real life? I was like, shit. I'm like, heroin? God, no. But, yeah, that all those stories about the White House from, you know, Dallas Cowboys, them doing that little thing. But let them dudes live, man. We don't hurt nobody. They got other issues to worry about, man. I hope they jump passes. I hope they jump passes, and I hope they get rid of it, because that'll bring less negative light towards NFL, man. And,
yeah.
And try to make it a better product. Because, man, everything that comes up must come down. I am a diehard football fan.
Yeah.
If football is year-round, I watch that shit year-round and wouldn't get tired of it. Yeah. But it's going to come to a point where the NFL is not America's favorite game, man. I think basketball or soccer is going to take over. Yeah. I also know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen eventually. I just don't know when.
I say within the next 10 to 20 years.
I think so. That's possible. That's really possible.
At least for soccer's sake, I think the NBA is kind of slowed down a bit. But I think, you know, with more and more people getting excited about FIFA and, you know, I see that taking over within the next 10 to 20 years, if not 5 to 10 years.
Because I'm not going to lie, man, when we were in the World Cup, was it 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
I watched every United States, I watched all of our games that we played, and I was actually interested in it, and it looked fun.
Yeah.
And I was very invested in that, in the sport, so. We'll see. Atlanta got a team. Atlanta United have a team down here, and I might go to a game once the Mercedes-Benz Dome, once the dome is up.
Yeah.
I'll go to a game this season, and we'll see. But yeah, soccer coming, man. Soccer coming on hard.
Yeah, it is.
It is, man. It's man. If you go outside of America, man, nobody give a fuck about football like that. Like
no.
American football, man. It's all about soccer, man. All over countries.
And, you know, like, they so the NFL is really trying to expand to a, you know, an international phase. And, you know, don't nobody care about the NFL like that. Like you said, you know, like they go to London every year. Why do we keep wasting NFL season games in London? Like, nobody wants to see that. And that's another thing. They keep taking games away from the fans here in America.
Exactly, the core market. But yes, yeah, speaking of which, my team is going to London for the first fucking time. the Ravens, and we're going by boat.
Mm.
We're not going by plane. So we're trying to do something different. And you say to try to help, it'll help out with team bonding and not being as, you know, fatigued from sitting up so long on the airplane.
Yeah.
So you actually have a bed. So we might actually like come out in the game and fucking wreck motherfuckers in that game. So hopefully it works.
Yeah.
We'll see. Cause John Harwell try to do whatever he can. Cause like, man, that seat getting hot. You got that ring in 2012, but that seat getting hot now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Get real hot, son.
Yeah.
But you got anything on the topic about the weed, man, before we hit the topic?
Nah, just let it go, NFL, because you're fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, man, go ahead and let the motherfuckers smoke.
Yeah, hey, had more jackasses like Alden Smith talking about they don't even know it's me.
No, that video was so funny. I was shaking my head the whole time. I'm like, this nigga is a fucking idiot. Even the girl that was there for the ride, just for, you know, just to be on the money train was like, this is stupid as shit. Even she was like, man, I don't even care if I fuck up this little chump change you probably giving me. This is stupid. I just, it was like, they can't tell it's me. You saying it's me? Oh, man, fuck this shit. Let's get to the topic.
That's good.
All right, we're going to talk about something that has, you know, possibly touched you at one point.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody has dealt with this at one point in time. We're going to talk about depression and ways to deal with depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been there. Everybody's been there where they're just sitting up like, man, what am I doing with my life? You know, why am I not so successful?
Yeah.
You know, why is it this or that happening for me, man? This is fucked up. Some people are like, man, I just want to end it all just because I'm not happy. You know, somebody, you know, such and such left me. I got cheated on.
Yeah.
And then that kind of stuff just creeps in. I know who I want to be in this life. You know, I wasted my time. Yada, yada, yada. And they deal with depression that way, man. So, I don't know. The worst case of depression I've ever had, how long did it last? Because everybody's going through this. And if you haven't, you fucking lying to yourself.
You're not human.
You're not human. So let's just go ahead and just keep it real, y'all. Let's not be like, I've never been depressed. I'm like, whatever. You've been depressed at one point. I think my longest depression state I've ever been in, it's been like a week.
Mm.
Because my hobbies keep me kind of uplifted. Y'all know what those are. So, but when my hobbies kind of keep my mind off of depressing shit as much as possible. But it's been like a week or 2 weeks like straight where I would just been like, man, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
How long have you had, like, where you just depressed, you just like, fuck it all, leave me alone?
Man, to be honest, I think my longest has probably been about 3 days. Three or 4 days at the most.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you said, you know, my hobbies, for sure, you know, keep my spirits up. You know, and I don't know, I've always done a good job of having things around to make me laugh so that I don't, you know, think about whatever problems I'm suffering through at the moment. Because, you know, as we, you know, always say, you know, laughter, man, is often the best medicine.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, especially if, you know, you're driving to work today on a Wednesday or you're at work today, you know, and you don't have very much to look forward to. You know, we try to give you, you know, this so that, you know, we can help you, you know, not only just laugh, but take your mind off, you know, some of the issues that you may be facing. But yeah, I think that's what's key for me, man, is just, you know, keeping something around me that, you know, that allows me to laugh, whether it be, you know, a text to you or, you know, a text to, you know, one of the boys or, you know, or something to watch, man. Because, you know, I'm like, you got to have it, because if without those hobbies, without those, you know, external influences, it just leads you to do, you know, uncalculated shit. Like it's the trigger, you know, to do things that you normally wouldn't do. So, Yeah, you gotta keep those things around you.
You definitely do, man. Like, the one thing I did back in the days when I was like almost like depressed, almost like every other week, or every other day, was I literally start purging people out of my circle, man. That's the first thing I did. Like, people that always would just like come to me would be like emotional leeches. They'd be like, "Hey, man, my life fucked up. Yada yada yada. What you doing?" Like, I was like, "You know what, man? We can't even be cool anymore." And I like got rid of like 5 friends, like within like a month, like within a month span. I was like, "Man, I gotta just keep positive people around me."
Yeah,
that's the one aspect that you definitely need to work on. If y'all have anybody, even family members, that's like close family members, or even extended family, like cousins, those are really easy to get rid of. Yeah. But just anybody that's in your circle that always comes to you with just negativity all the time, when it's like every time you talk to them, it's just like, "Man, my life fucked up," or "Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. I might just blow my brains out." You know, not that extreme, but it always comes with just something that's negative, man. This is just self from them, because that shit rubs off on you. You don't think it does, but it does rub off on you. You might just be sitting in the car and not even have any music on, and you just like got finished talking to your cousin about how your life fucked up, and then you start thinking about how your life fucked up. You might think about one negative thing in your life and just expound on it and just fuck up the rest of your day. So just the one thing is just to keep positive people around you. Cause I never forget this one time, man. I was getting gas close to my house, and this guy like came out. This guy came out the gas station. He was like, "Man, my life fucked up, man." And then, like, this is the thing. I could tell like, I had too many negative people around me, because this shit would always happen to me every time I went to a fucking gas station. I would always have, like, for real, man. Like,
you and these gas station stories.
Yeah, dude. sometimes if I see somebody just, like, posted up at a gas station, I'm like, "Nah, man, I just go to this other one. I go to BP, say fuck Chevron today, because I got time for this shit." It seems like every time, for like right when I got back home from college, it seems like every gas station I would go to would be like a dude just walk up to me and be like, "Man, my life fucked up, man. I need help." And then it got to the point, like, after like the fifth dude, because it happened every time I got gas.
Yeah.
I was just like, "Man, am I like a mark?" Like, I looked in the mirror, like, this shit saying like, "Come talk to me." You know what I'm saying? Like, like, I'm the counselor. And once I ripped him, this one dude, because one dude came up to me because he saw me getting out of my car, and I guess he didn't have a car, man. I'm just fortunate enough to even have a car and just be blessed or whatever. Yeah. But he saw me getting out of the car, and he was like, "Man, I just lost my mama, man. My life fucked up. You know, I ain't got no car, I ain't got no ride. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just buried a couple of days ago, man. You know what I'm saying? I need help." And he was like, "Man," I was like, "Dude, you know what? I lost my sister, man. I lost my sister a year ago." It was like a year ago after it happened. "Like, I lost my sister, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm struggling, man. I don't have nothing of my own, man. I'm trying to make it, man. Like, just because you see me in this car don't mean I got everything going on for myself. I'm not as fucked up as you, man."
Yeah.
"Like, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for this shit." Then I, like, slammed my door and I walked inside. I was like, you don't know. When you look at people, you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
So try to bring some positivity into their lives. If you can't, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't even say anything.
You know, sometimes, you know, like, sometimes I guess we are kind of put in those situations to help somebody else out.
Yeah, sometimes.
And, you know, now it doesn't mean that you have to respond, you know, in terms of monetary value. But, you know, sometimes a nice uplifting word is good. You know, is sufficient for, you know, the person that's coming to you for help. So by all means, like, don't turn away and, you know, not offer anything, but at least try to be understanding of, you know, where, you know, somebody's heart may be when they come to you, and, you know, and they tell you about their problems, you know, because you don't always have to offer, you know, monetary means of support. sometimes, you know, just a quick, keep your head up, stay on straight and narrow. Don't look at the negative, focus on the positive, always try to see the silver lining in things. Sometimes that helps people. And, a lot of the times they are looking for monetary gain, but, a way that you can curb that is by giving them, a good, strong word, something that, that they can, something that will last them longer than just, $2 or $3.
Now, so. I will say this. I was leaving a Dunkin' Donuts up in the Ponce area. I'll let motherfuckers know I'll be going. He's staking me out. I was leaving so Saturday, man, I was walking out of Dunkin' Donuts, man. It was this lady that was a drug user was sitting on the steps as I was leaving, and she's like, "Can you talk to me for a minute?" And her lower row of teeth were gone, and she barely had any, her top row of teeth, she barely had any left, so she was heavy on the pipe. T-shirt was dingy. She had on shorts. She took her shoes off, and she had all her possessions there on the steps, just sitting there trying to eat her little meal or whatever she was eating. And I looked at her, and I was holding my coffee or whatever. I was getting some coffee for a friend, and I was just holding the coffee. I was just looking at her, and my eyes started just tearing up a little bit. I was just like, man, our people have just been devastated.
Yeah.
By these drugs and not having the resources that we need to be, self-sufficient and just sucking up all the resources from our communities and that's what's going to cause drug use. That's what's going to cause crime.
Yeah.
That's what's going to cause people just, kind of give up if you don't give them a purpose in life.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. Now, nobody put the pipe to her mouth and made her suck it.
Yeah.
But it got to that point because she didn't have any resources to take care of herself. And so she was talking about how somebody at the soup kitchen was, it was very incoherent, but I kind of figured out that somebody at the soup kitchen was, helped, took her hand and, yanked her down and told her she couldn't get any more food. And she said she's going to sue them, knowing she can't. She's just talking.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, man, how did somebody's daughter get to this point?
Yeah.
And then she talking about, and I got to try to feed my kids. I'm like, how did you end up with kids? How did it get to that point? You're not in any shape to even take care of children.
Yeah.
It took everything in me not to cry, man. I haven't cried in years. Last time I cried, I was a kid. I literally was just sitting, something just hit me, and I was just like, how could this happen to anybody, man? Especially to our people, man. Because you know how much I love my people, man. It's just...
Yeah.
I just gave it what I had. I think I had $5 in my pocket. I just gave it what I had. And all I could say was just keep your head up, sister. But that's not enough.
No, it's not. And seeing something like that is enough to make you depressed.
Exactly. You
know? It's just, the fact that you have to see, our people going through stuff like that and knowing that you can't really do too much for them.
Yep.
So, but... We're pretty much saying all of this to say that, everybody gets depressed, in some form or fashion. And basically, we're just going to give you some things to look for when you get depressed, some things that, that you can do to help cope or to help you, deal with your depression.
Or to stop it before it starts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want me to start or you want to start?
Sure, I can go ahead and start.
All right, I'll come in right with you. All
right. The first thing, especially, the pharmaceutical companies, man, a lot of people think that the only answer to depression is prescription drugs. And, nope. That's America's, one of America's biggest problems right now is the simple fact that we rely so much on prescription drugs. And we don't realize a lot of the times the side effects that come with those medications. Anybody experiencing depression can possibly work through the issues with, just a few major changes to their lifestyles and their behavior. rather than, you know, succumbing to, you know, the evil of prescription drugs. You know, like, there are all kinds of helpful techniques that you can go through to, you know, find what you need to eliminate your depression. You know, things such as meditation, exercise and your diet. There are things like aromatherapy, you know, things like essential oils and things like that. You know, there are other things such as, I don't know, like as we said earlier, hobbies.
Yeah.
You know,
a huge thing, man. You know, there's a lot of people, that don't have hobbies, and that shit blows my fucking mind. Like, what do you do with your time?
Is sit around fucking or something like that.
Yep.
Like, you can easily, you know, pick up a paintbrush and just, you know, literally scope your life out. Draw whatever comes to mind. Like, begin something like that. Go to an art class.
Yeah.
You know, or if you're, you know, more of the active type of person, I don't know, take you a martial arts or something like that. Like, something that will, you know, free your mind, give you discipline, as well as train you to be more in tune with yourself so that you don't get depressed or, you know, do something that will alter your life for the, you know, for the duration of your life when getting depressed.
Yeah, the one thing I would say, and then back in that time when I was depressed, y'all, you know, one thing that was weighing heavily on my chest was lard, because I was a fat fuck. So so I started doing exercising, and exercising actually helped me through my depression, because I didn't really have time to think about it because I was always working out. And, you know, when you work out, it releases endorphins. Mm-hmm. To your brain to make you feel good and give you that good feeling, just like an adrenaline rush gives you. Also, eating healthy, ST mentioned before, is a huge key to depression, man. Because we eat so much processed foods.
Yeah.
We don't know what it really does to our body except for we know what it does. It causes cancer, and as well as other things. But man, eating junk food all the time will lead to weight gain. And most of the time, your body image equates to your happiness to a certain extent, unless, you know, it's real tough for females, man. I feel for them because the body images they see on TV are photoshopped.
Yeah.
And in the print ads of Photoshop, they don't just really have any like true body images they can look at.
Yeah.
That they compare themselves to, and that's why most girls are anorexic, or most girls commit suicide just because they can't get the body that they want.
The good thing about that, though, is it's actually slowly starting to change.
That's true.
Because you see full-figured models now.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, more commercials for Lane Bryant, you know, for, you know, women promoting all of their curves. Like, you're seeing more of that now. And that's one thing I am, you know, glad to see. Because society, for the most part, now, I guess within the last, 2 to 5 years, it's actually starting to revert. It doesn't matter if you're a size 0 to size 2.
Yeah.
Like, it's slowly changing. So I'm glad to see that.
And so newsflash, everybody in Japan is skinny. Newsflash, there's some fat fucks over there too. I'm going to keep that shit real, man, because I knew it already. But some people think that everybody in Asia is skinny. Yeah. Nah, dog. It's a biggins over there, man. Men and women. You know what I'm saying? But they do promote, I will say this, they do promote healthy living over there, but you know what I'm saying? You know, the American invasion, they'll fuck them over.
Yeah,
they got American food. They're fucking huge over there. So don't just think what you see. And people get smarter, like what they see on TV, what they see, what they hear about in the media. They're not believing anymore, man. And just because we have smartphones, we have so much instant access now.
Yep.
So you're not gonna believe everything that you read or hear. You know, quote unquote fake news. So, man, don't worry about it. Another thing, like ST was saying, man, like, do something new. The best way to get your mind off of things is start a new hobby. Just yeah. break up your daily routine. Try taking a fucking cooking class. I don't know if you said fucking.
It's so many of y'all females out there that can't boil hot water. And wonder why you can't keep a man, and that's why you're depressed.
How you turn this on? That's a microwave, baby. Like, man, be making fucking popcorn, and like all the shit fucking burnt. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, the shit burnt, and then, like, there's still a whole bunch of kernels in the bottom. Like, how the fuck does this shit happen?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, it's like, you can literally, you want to start a new hobby? Download Groupon. Groupon always has
yep.
some kind of activities going on in your city that you can do.
Yep.
It's a life hack, man. It's something that you can do on a date. There's something you can do on like a group date. There's something that you can do to yourself. Because I remember the last time I was, I was in Alabama, and I was just looking on Groupon. And I was like, oh, cooking classes. They got cooking classes down here. So it's like, you can do anything. Like, you in like Bumblefuck, Alabama, you got something to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even on Groupon. What I was saying, they also do like ST said, self-defense classes, also social events. This may spark your interest and get your mind off of things that are troubling you, man. Like, like an idle mind is a devil's playground.
Yep.
Like, if you always keep your mind occupied with something, man, you want to worry about you being too short, or maybe you're balding or something that's depressing you. You don't have to worry about that shit. Or, you know, just something trivial as far as you not having the newest Yeezys that somebody else got. Man, it's kind of crazy how people get depressed about the littlest things, not knowing that it's bigger than that, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Sorry. If you depressed over some Yeezys, you need to get a life. Them shoes is whack.
Nigga. Another thing that I've always equated to depression that we talk about almost on every episode of this show is social media. They say people that frequent Facebook at least 10 times a day are 15% more likely to be depressed than somebody that doesn't go on Facebook at all. Like, because people on there are lying.
Yeah.
I tell a lot of 10 people on that line on social media making themselves feel better while trying to hurt the people that are watching them live.
Yeah.
Getting on social media will help you refocus yourself and look yourself in the mirror and try to find ways to make yourself more interesting. So, man, take a break. If you're literally always on your phone, and like if you go on your iPhone right now, you double click the home button and like the first two windows are like Twitter, Facebook. Let's say the first five slots either have a social media app in them, and then Safari in between. You got a problem. I need to get off it for a little bit, man, because it's all the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
And then like go away for like a couple of days, then catch up, and then be like, oh, okay, something interesting happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Because usually if you just like. If you're on Twitter, you're scrolling at the top of the feed like every like 5 minutes. Ain't shit new coming out. Yeah,
you ain't missing nothing. You're
missing shit, man. You wasting your time, man. We have a finite amount of time on this planet, man. And you wasting it swiping, looking to see if somebody put up a new joke or somebody retweeting some bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, you ain't got time for that junk, man. Another thing that ST mentioned as well that I used to do. Now I'm going to get back to doing is meditation. Cause that can definitely clear your mind. It makes you relax. It makes you think about poignant questions about where you're going in your life and what you would like to change in your life as well. And this can be your time for self-reflection. Everybody needs to take at least 5 minutes of their day.
Oh yeah.
For self-reflection and self-awareness to figure out what's my plan for the day? What's my action for the day? And if you don't have a plan of action for your day every day, something wrong with you. Your every day should be wake up, if you're not taking a shower, take a fucking shower, go to work, come back home, watch Housewives of Atlanta, see what's on Pornhub, touch yourself, go to sleep. That should not be your routine, okay? Yeah. Every day should be your routine. Or Netflix, see what's on Netflix.
Yeah. Real quick, like, meditation doesn't have to mean, you know, burning incense, nope. You know, turning every light on in the house off, sitting in a dark room with your legs crossed, you know, and humming to yourself.
I'm about to say that, but humming is shit.
You could be in traffic, you know, with your radio or, you know, your iTunes off, just sitting to yourself, being one with yourself, just thinking about, you know, whatever it is. You don't necessarily have to be in a quiet room. You can be, you know, standing in line at the movies or, you know, at the DMV or what have you. Meditation is just your opportunity for deep self-reflective thinking that, you know, when it's over, can actually provide you some kind of clarity. So let's just get that straight. Meditation, you know, isn't always what the Buddhists perceive it to be.
Yeah. And a lot of well-known business moguls, they meditate daily.
Yeah.
Because I know Busface does it.
Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons. Diddy does it. 50 does it too. A lot of people, Jay-Z does it. You say he meditates as well. You know what I'm saying? So Jay do it. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can do it. You know what I'm saying? If you need an extra push that you say, well, this person does it, somebody else does it, you know, more power to you. That can help you out in the long run, but try to become your own individual person.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about all that, worry about what somebody else is doing to want to do it as well. But I think those are the key points that can really help you out to help you cope with depression. And also, that's another thing, man. This is the one thing that people need to stop doing. And this is the number one thing that causes depression. In my mind, for people, not me, but for people in general, is you compare yourself to other people.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that shit.
Yeah. I'll drink a glass of that.
Dude.
Yeah.
Because wherever that person is at in their life, you're not at the point that they're at. So why are you comparing yourself to them?
Yeah.
That's just like somebody being an expert in their field and you want to be just like them and you watching them do things, not seeing them going through the grind and the struggle to learn and perfect their craft and the daily hours that they had to take, probably didn't go to sleep till like 4 a.m. some nights, always studying, had to miss engagements with, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend or with their children or just sacrifice so much. You don't see the sacrifice. All you just see is the end result.
Yep.
And you're just like, hey, I want to be where they are. Why it's been 2 weeks. Why I'm not an expert. Why I don't have a PhD. What the fuck going on with me?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You need to look yourself in the mirror. You need to try to make yourself the best you that you can every single day. And that's all you can do because you're a unique individual.
Yep.
And if you just focus on yourself, your uniqueness will shine through and people are going to want to be like you.
Yeah.
And then that's when you need to walk up to them and be like, nah, bro, be yourself. So we want everybody here copying each other.
Yeah.
We're not put on this earth to be the same people. We're here to be individuals, man, and bring, shine our light onto the world and make this a better place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's all it is, man. That's pretty much all I got. The best thing you need to do for depression, number one thing you can do, physical fitness to get your mind off of it. Mm-hmm. 2, eat healthy. 3, try something new as far as getting a hobby. 4, fasting, getting off social media. 5 is meditation.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Go ahead and take us on home. Bring this bitch home, ST.
Alright, man. You know, like always, we, you know, strive to bring y'all that heat every week.
Every fucking
week. You know, like we do. You know, if you love what we doing, man, hit us up on all our social media, hit us up on, you know, all our, you know, our Facebook, our Twitter, Instagram, all of that, man. Check us out. Let us know, you know, what you think about the show. Give us suggestions for future shows.
Yeah. Rate the show too, man.
Yeah. Rate us, man.
Yeah, rate us on iTunes. It takes like 2 minutes. If you got logged into your iTunes, Apple ID, it'd be a huge help to ST, man. He really, like, looks forward to him. I just mess around. Me too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, every now and then I check and see if somebody did one, man. You know, it wouldn't hurt, y'all. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Follow and subscribe, man. Follow and subscribe.
Yes.
We love y'all with, you know, all our hearts, man. We're going to continue to keep bringing y'all the heat. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, you must become the light. So be the light, y'all. Man, I don't know. I guess, you know, keep getting ready, man. We're going to try to bring some skits back for y'all, man. Because,
we do need to do some skits, man.
Yeah, we've been kind of slacking on the skits. Because, you know, I personally had fun doing them. I don't know about EC. I'm sure he had fun, too.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, man. Everything we do is fun. We do need some skits. We'll do some in the future.
We're going to bring y'all some skits. So be ready for some skits, bitches. But, yeah, that's about it, man. So, episode number 51. Man, y'all stay cool, man. We're going to holler at y'all.
God bless.
Love y'all.
You.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no, no.